This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
FM 88.9, and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. And it's time now for our market wrap. Sabrina Magdalene from the News Desk, as always, is joining us for this story. And today we're talking about asbestos, which is not the item you might be thinking of. Instead, it's a small Canadian town in Quebec that has been looking to change its name after years of debate. So the BBC reports that the town has been losing business opportunities because of its name that has been associated with cancer. Sabrina, what's the story?
So it is an unfortunate name, but the town actually used to thrive on asbestos mining. They had the world's largest asbestos mine called the Jeffrey Mine, which created thousands of jobs in the French-Canadian community. But then the mineral became known as a health hazard after evidence showed that exposure to asbestos may cause a rare form of cancer. So in 2011, the Jeffrey Mine was closed for good, and since then the town tried to revamp its image. They once tried to turn the Jeffrey Mine into an adventure tourism hub, complete with rock climbing and also mountain biking trails. But that didn't happen because of public health concerns. A town councillor told the BBC that during a congress in the US last year, people actually refused to take their business cards because asbestos was written on it, and they thought that maybe the card was dangerous.
Oh no.
Wow.
So the town has decided to distance itself from the negative connotations of its name. The municipal council requested for suggestions last year and received over 1,000. They actually narrowed it down to 6 names, including Jeffrey, Sir Lulac, and Phoenix. About 7,000 residents will vote for the new name between today and Sunday, but actually the date has reportedly been pushed back. And the name changing will be an expensive process. You know, they will cost about $100,000 to complete. But the town's leaders are convinced that it will actually bring benefits down the line. But some residents are against the name change. CNN quoted a townie saying, "I was born in asbestos and I want to die in asbestos."
Wow, I don't know what to say there, but the business card one is also interesting. It looks like it extends beyond just street names.
Yeah.
And speaking of street names, there are other towns and villages that also received attention to their name, but they found ways to exploit it as a lucrative source of revenue, it seems.
Yes, for example, there's a village in Norway called Hell, which has been a popular tourist destination for almost a century thanks to publicity. They've held numerous events, you know, including the annual Hell Blues Festival, and the residents even put up a Hollywood-style Hell sign on the hillside to make it more visible. In another town in Canada called Dildo, doesn't even need to spend money on marketing. Apparently, nearly 40% of the 1,200 residents make their livelihoods out of American and Canadian tourists who have read about the name. So a place name can hold huge commercial value, but I mean, that of course depends on the name itself and how the community adapts to it. But for asbestos, it might not be easy for the town to bury a part of its legacy. Local councillors have said that the main vision behind the name change is to improve the prospects for future generation. They expect to see some positive impact in about 5 to 10 years, which is why they have set the voting age at 14.
There's so many interesting things out of that. I mean, firstly, the fact that the voting age has been set low because it's going to impact people of future generations. I think that's really cool. But the other thing is, there is a huge difference between the name asbestos and hell, I think. You know? It's just, you can do so many things with the word hell. There's so many puns, there's so many sayings. But with asbestos, I'm not sure that I see a way out of the negative connotations.
Yeah, and I was just thinking of something that said, you know, I survived hell. That was one of the puns they could come up with. Yeah, but I'm not sure. And asbestos is very, very specific, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
So now moving on to Bursa. Prestima was in the news today. What's the update on the counter?
So Prestima's second quarter net profit rose 82% year on year to 25 million ringgit on better profit margins. However, its revenue for the quarter fell 7.3% due to a lower sales volume. The company manufactures and exports high quality tinplate. It expects hurdles in growth in the form of higher imports and the volatility of the ringgit against US dollar exchange. And then there's the COVID-19 factor. At the close today, Prestima was 4.4% higher at 3 ringgit 36 sen.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. We'll be right back after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.